FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ community music, bringing you David Dunn. Have everything. Good morning to you. It's 8:18.
Your weather forecast for this winning Wednesday: partly cloudy, afternoon showers and thunderstorms are possible. Please do take care because some rolling through the area could be strong. High of 88, cloudy, showers and storms for your overnight. Low of 68, and for Thursday, mostly sunny, chances showers and thunderstorms. High of 88 again. Currently, it's a fair 73.
You are probably familiar with Bob Lenz as a speaker at the Creation Festival and somebody who shares the gospel regularly. Bob also gets to go into schools. I've seen him in action in the Reading area talking about Dignity Revolution. He's also an author, and he's joining us now on the radio live from his home in Wisconsin. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Fred. How are you doing this morning?
We are doing great, and we're happy to talk to you. We're talking to you about the Dignity Revolution coming right here to Landis Hall at the Junction Center Saturday, September 14th. Before we talk about the event, let's talk a little bit about your book. You came out with the book Dignity Revolution, Standing Up for the Value of Every Person. Tell us a little bit about why you wrote that book.
Well, Dignity Revolution is actually one of the messages I've been doing for 30 years in the public schools. But we came, Life Touch, who does pictures for 50% of the schools in the country, came and said, Bob, we have to have something that's going to stay in the schools with this message, the value of standing up for every person. And we put it together. They came, Fred, with an in-kind donation. And that book was sent to 30,000 public schools across this country.
Amazing. That's amazing, Bob. And so tell us about turning the book into an event, because coming up here at the Junction Center on September 14th, you're going to be bringing that event. And actually, Deborah Tackman's going to be here. She wrote the book with you. Tell us about that.
Well, Dignity Revolution, what it actually does, stand up for the value of every person. So I grew up having a brother and a sister with special needs, and because of that, what is now called bullying, but being made fun of, being laughed at because I had a handicapped brother and sister. And so a lot of times when people are made fun of, they want to either fight back, right? And then you fight, or you what? Flight. And then you're like embarrassed and run away. And we're like, how do you stand up for the value of every single person? And so we wrote this book from the school assembly program, what we've been doing, so we could keep it into the schools. But then the teachers were saying, Bob, we got to have some curriculum. We got to have some activities or projects to do in the schools. And so what we did, when I go into the school, when you say Dignity Revolution, like when we were in Reading, that's what we call the Dignity Revolution assembly program. But what's so exciting about what's coming up at the Landis Hall on September 14th is this is the Dignity Revolution training. So what we've done is we've put together a curriculum that is evidence-based for teachers who know what we're talking about. Evidence-based, it meets all the credentials of a program for across the country. And Deborah Tackman will be coming and doing the training for the Dignity Revolution training right there at your place on September 14th.
So this is bullying prevention strategies that folks can learn. It's for anybody who works with kids. It's not just for teachers, but teachers would appreciate it. Youth workers would appreciate it. Even parents, right, Bob?
Exactly. It's designated for our number one bullseye would be teachers. If you're in a school, a Christian school, a public school, and you're like, what do we do for not just the bullying part, but even if we look at the news right now with the mental health initiatives that are needed, how do we take care of somebody who is thinking about suicide? How do we take care of somebody who's dealing with depression or anxiety? How do we deal with somebody who has been bullied? You know, if we looked at the horrible things that have been going on in the last couple of weeks with our country again in these shootings, the one in Dayton, this boy had threatened people before. This boy had been bullying people. There's things online. What do you do in those cases? So we would like if you're a teacher, this especially for you, but if you're 18 or above, you're a youth worker, a volunteer, a parent who don't want to say after the fact, what should have we done? This is what you should do. This program, it's just one day. It's from 8 o'clock till 3 on September 14th. But it'll come and talk about mental health. It'll give actually activities to do that are evidence-based in school, in youth groups, Every community leader, every business leader, every parent who's concerned should be here on this day.
We're talking with Bob Lenz about Dignity Revolution. It's coming here to Landis Hall at the Junction Center Saturday, September 14th. As Bob mentioned, it's 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tickets are available at itickets.com. If you go to itickets and type in Dignity Revolution, you can find it very quickly. And Bob, tell us a little bit about Deborah Tackman and some of her credentials and some of her experience that she's going to bring to that day.
Deborah Tackman has been nominated, and she's inducted into the Teacher Hall of Fame, Fred. I know you've met her at Life Fest out here. Deborah is one of the, she is National Teacher of the Year for the whole country, over 35 years of experience. But I can't believe it, because I think when I see her teach, she look, you know, she feels like she's 40 years old with her energy, but a wisdom of somebody who's been teaching that long. And she co-wrote the first book with me. And then we have not just that Dignity Revolution book, which was kind of targeted, written for the junior high and high school student. But what they've done is now they've taken my talk and we've taken this book. And Deborah Tackman, you know, National Teacher of the Year, we have a curriculum for K through fifth graders. You're like, what? Yes, we're having 10-year-olds who are taking their lives. We have 10-year-olds that are struggling with mental health issues and bullying issues. So we have a curriculum that they can also purchase that day for K through fifth graders and then for 6th through 12th graders. So Deborah Tackman is the best. And that price, matter of fact, it's only $40 for the day. But if they're on iTickets there and they write in the code radio, because we're partnering with WJTL, they'll get $10 off on that day. So this training, it should be like $250. Because of our partnerships, we're keeping it down. We have trained 350 teachers in 13 states in the last 2 years. And so this really is something, first time we're offering it in Pennsylvania. We've had people from Pennsylvania fly to Wisconsin to take it, and now we're bringing it to Pennsylvania for the first time, Fred.
This is a day-long training from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a valuable resource for parents, students, and as Bob said, educators who are dealing with this issue of bullying. It's from K through 12. It's happening in our schools. And like Bob said, it's our public schools. It's our Christian schools. It's for anyone that's working with youth. And youth leaders would love it as well. Get the information online at itickets.com. As Bob said, if you use radio, you'll get a discount. And that's an important thing too. Bob, thanks for calling today. Before you leave, I know you just got back from Peru, that there was a big festival there. Can you give us a little synopsis of what God was doing in your ministry there?
Yeah, we just went with, we partnered with some other organizations, Onigo Ministries, Reed Sanders Association, who I know has been at Creation as well. And we went together, we went and put on a family festival we called Our Day Life Fest in Pucallpa, Peru, right on the base of the Amazon, right next to Brazil. First time ever. And they got all the churches to work together, Fred, 350 pastors and leaders trained in May. And we came out, and we were in front of 18,000 people. We had 2 days of events, and we did schools. We did the Dignity Revolution right in schools there as well. And we saw 3,300 people come to Christ.
Wow. Bob, that is awesome.
It was amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
You remember Christafari?
Oh yeah, Christafari. Yeah, were they there?
Christafari was there. White Ribbon Day was there. It was to do worship to reggae again. It was something else. I mean, we got to bring them back around here, Fred. It was fantastic.
We'd love to have them. We're talking with Bob Lenz. Dignity Revolution is coming to right here, Landis Hall, the Junction Center, Saturday, September 14th, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Get all the info you need at itickets.com. Use the code radio to get a discount. And we'd love to see you here. This is going to be a wonderful resource for teachers, for pastors, for youth leaders, for parents, for anyone, even for students, anyone who wants to know how to prevent and learn strategies for preventing bullying in our schools and in our communities. Bob, I love you, buddy. You're one of my favorite people in the world.
Thanks, Fred. And if they would want to go, even to take the pledge, get their own kids, like in the light of what's going on, go to dignitypledge.com. You'll see information if they want more information for the schools, because schools, districts will pay for this even. But if you go to dignitypledge.com, last year we got 65,000 kids and adults to take the pledge. The pledge is the fruits of the Spirit. Go today with your whole family to dignitypledge.com. Take the pledge. Come out to the Dignity Revolution training on September 14th. But let's not just sit and politicize what's going on right now. Let's get involved. Here is something that we can get involved with in the school, evidence-based, and really make a difference in our communities.
DignityPledge.com. Check it out. Bob, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day. We love talking to you. Love you as well, buddy.
Thanks, bro.
Great talking to you. Back to the music we go.